Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this July 22nd, 2024. Have your host, James, here, and we are joined in studio right now by our 77th Alice in Dairyland. Miss Haley Heinzel is with us right now. Haley, how are you?
Wonderful. How are you doing today?
Doing good. It's great to have you here. Thank you very much for being in studio. Haley, we're looking forward to getting to know you, talking about how we can sweeten up everybody's summer. But I have to right away start off with, that is an amazing purse. That is an amazing purse, especially for Alice in Dairyland.
Yes, the cow print certainly matches, doesn't it?
It really does. Nicely done.
Thank you.
Haley, thank you so much for being here. I like to always ask people their origin story when we first get to know them. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're from?
Yes, absolutely. So my name is Haley Heinzel. I'm serving Wisconsin as the 77th Alice in Dairyland. And I'm originally from Oconomowoc, Wisconsin, which is a fairly urban area in our state. And like many consumers, I did not grow up on a farm. I was always really curious about where my food came from. Where did that gallon of milk come from before the grocery store? And that curiosity is what really drives my passion for agriculture. I joined FFA, the Future Farmers of America, in high school. And in 2018, I milked a cow for the very first time, setting my life on a new path towards learning everything I could about Wisconsin agriculture. I'm recently a graduate of the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Life Sciences Communication program. And during college, I was involved in a lot of programs that kept me involved in agriculture, like the Babcock House Student Cooperative, the Science Communication Club, and I also served on the Wisconsin Agriculture and Life Sciences Alumni Association board. And most importantly, during college, I also worked at the Wisconsin State Fair Dairy Lane, which is how I met Alice in Dairyland for the first time 2 summers ago. This was 75th Alice in Dairyland Taylor Schaefer. We got to milk cows together on the news that year, and that's really what inspired me to want to become Alice in Dairyland. And that's when I kind of switched into the communications field to pursue becoming Alice.
It's a very, very impressive resume. Very impressive, Haley. I commend you on all the work that you've done in school and what you've done since. It does sound a little like this wasn't something that you had planned on. This is something that just kind of came out of the, this seems like I want to do this.
Yes, it kind of came out of the blue, I suppose. 2 years of prep seems like a long time, but when you talk to some of the other top candidates, like, Alice was kind of a figure for them their whole life, and I'm excited to get to be that for other people. And part of the reason I wanted to run for Alice was to inspire, people from urban audiences that they can be Alice. They can be a big piece of agriculture. If you've eaten today, you are part of the story of agriculture.
Well said. Very well said. And they got a great Alice in there in the spot right now. Somebody who is hungry and energetic for this position. It's always wonderful. I always like to note this too, Haley, because we have a lot of people. I'm from a different generation. And because of that, it always seems like older generations want to pick on younger generations and some of that and everything. I am encouraged every time I meet a new Alice. I feel better and better and stronger about the future, having such great, young, energetic minds like yourself in these positions, helping support our ag industry.
Thank you so much.
Great to see. Congratulations again on this. Haley's been at the job for a couple of weeks and already put in a lot of miles. Yes. Appreciate that. Appreciate you going around the state and doing a lot of that. And I do want to mention Crawford County, Wisconsin is proud to be the site of the 78th Alice in Dairyland finals in May. Make sure to mark your calendars for that. You want to attend that one. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, and throughout the next year, I'm going to be visiting Crawford County about once a month, even maybe more than a few times a month. I'm learning all about the diversity of the agriculture industry just in Crawford. The Driftless area has so much to offer. It's just a really unique place in our state, and Crawford County specifically, they are the number 9 county in Wisconsin for swine production, and 58% of the acreage in Crawford County is used for agricultural usage, so I'm really excited to learn more about their agriculture industry.
This is one of the things I love about interviewing people like you, Haley, is I just learned something too. Something you should know about me. I'm a bit of a city boy. I grew up in an urban area, didn't know much about farming or anything until I moved out here. And a little similar to you, I was a much older person when I milked my first, but I milked a goat. That was my first experience with that.
It's a good place to start,
too. It was interesting.
You don't have as many teats, so.
Yeah, right. Good point. Very good
yes.
point. Yes. It was a fun experience. But one thing I will say, and I don't want to brag, but as a city boy, even I know ice cream. I feel pretty confident about that. And July is National Ice Cream Month. As summer is heating up, we're looking for ways to kind of sweeten people's summers a little bit. So why is now the perfect time to make your summer a little sweeter?
no matter how you scoop it, Wisconsinites love ice cream. In fact, we're eating about 12.1 pounds per person per year. I'm happy to say I'm above average in this stat, especially because the last 2 weeks as Alice, I've spent every day consuming ice cream. It's been wonderful. We've been celebrating National Ice Cream Month since 1984 when President Ronald Reagan decided it was a great way to kick off summer with a great Wisconsin dairy treat.
We've got, especially in this state where we are the dairy state, and we love our dairy. We certainly love our ice cream, but we have different things, different types of ice cream as well. Summer is the perfect time to indulge in local dairy foods as well.
Absolutely. We are home to 46 dairy plants in Wisconsin producing ice cream and other frozen dairy novelty products. We have to remember when we're consuming great ice cream, we're also consuming great dairy, and that starts at the farm. So while we are promoting those ice cream processors and those ice cream parlors, we're also supporting those Wisconsin dairy farmers. We have 6,000 dairy farmers in Wisconsin, and 95% of those farms are still family owned.
It's such a cool stat. I think that's a comforting stat when I hear it, to be honest with you. That's very unique. We can make our own ice cream as well as a way to celebrate this month. Isn't that correct?
Yes. Yesterday was actually National Ice Cream Day. So if you head to the Alice in Dairyland Facebook and Instagram page, you'll see a video of me celebrating by making some ice cream at home. The recipe I'm featuring is a no-churn mascarpone ice cream. The one I made yesterday was cookies and cream flavor. So you're going to take mascarpone cheese. Yes, cheese.
With cheese in ice cream?
Yes.
Okay.
Just another day in America's Dairyland. Of course. And for those unfamiliar, mascarpone is kind of like cream cheese, but a little sweeter, more decadent. I like to actually eat it with cookies. It's like a good dessert cheese. And you're going to mix that with some sweetened condensed milk, heavy whipping cream. Yesterday, I used a little vanilla and salt for flavor. And then, of course, those crushed Oreo cookies. All you need is a stand mixer or a hand beater. You whip it together for 10, 15 minutes so you get stiff peaks. Put it in an airtight container. Throw it in the freezer overnight, and you're ready to enjoy.
Man, that sounds good. I know this is our first interview, Haley, but would you mind taking over the rest of the interview? I want to go make that. I really want it right now. That sounds amazing. I wouldn't have thought cheese, ice cream, wouldn't have put those two worlds together even. That kind of gives people a little more insight, I think, not only into this process, but into the idea of, I wonder what I can create.
Yes, and if you'd like to see more recipes like this one, you can go to wisconsincheese.com for other recipes and the stories behind Wisconsin dairy. And also make sure to support, Wisconsin dairy at home by looking for that proudly Wisconsin dairy seal on all your dairy products to ensure you're purchasing genuine Wisconsin dairy.
We certainly want to be able to promote not only dairy, but certainly Wisconsin dairy above anything that we can in this state. We love to support our local farmers. That badge is really important to look for when you're looking at these products. And it's on so many products, I think even products that you might not realize.
Yes, absolutely.
So I wanted to just touch on a little bit more info on ice cream, because I love talking ice cream. It's a fun topic. Wisconsin ice cream and frozen custard are unique in this state. They're uniquely fresh in this state as well.
Yes, because we have all of those processing plants creating ice cream right here. Farm to table, it's a very short distance. There's so many plants all over the state. And when you're purchasing, especially from those, I love stopping at mom and pop ice cream parlors where they're making it themselves right in the store. And that you're getting it just about as fresh as it gets. It's going from the farm right to the processing plant, right into our bowls. And it's delicious.
Yeah, you mentioned before, Wisconsin has a history of producing really outstanding ice cream as well.
Yes. We actually are home to the very first ice cream sundae in Two Rivers, Wisconsin. It was invented in 1881. It was only sold on Sundays, hence the name, and cost just a nickel. It is on my bucket list to try and get up there this month and see where the ice cream sundae was invented.
Yeah, I'll meet you there. I've wanted to go there for years since I first heard about that. I thought that's pretty cool. There's some other cool stats regarding ice cream and that we've talked about. You've touched on a couple of these. Are there any other stats that stand out to you when it comes to this?
I think it's really cool that there's a lot of things we can put on ice cream. I get asked all the time what my favorite flavor is. And honestly, as Alice, it's gotten harder and harder to pick. After I try something new every day, it just gets better and better. But the number one ice cream topping is chocolate syrup.
Huh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess. Oh, yeah. The standard. It's a good one.
Yep.
That's
it's
a good
classic.
One. We have 7.7 million gallons of ice cream were made in 2021, I see as a stat. That's as much as I think that I understand how big big a product is. I see something like that, and it really stands out.
Yes.
And our sales go up even in this month.
Yes, definitely. Especially that week leading into the 4th of July is when we have some of the highest ice cream sales in the country. It's very exciting. Another fun stat I have learned is that it takes about 2 to 3 gallons of milk to make 1 gallon of ice cream. And a cow produces enough milk every day to produce about 2 to 3 gallons of ice cream. Hmm. And Wisconsin is home to 1.2 million dairy cows. So there is plenty of ice cream to go around for the rest of July and all year long. Because yes, it's July Ice Cream Month, but I love to celebrate dairy every day of the year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Especially this time of year. It's a great way to celebrate. And you might not even know you're celebrating. Just somebody's eating ice cream. Hey, you're celebrating. They're like, okay, great.
Absolutely.
It really does speak to also the importance of, again, buying local and the local sales for our ag industry, for our farmers out there, how important that part of this is. And it's a fun way of doing it, too. And not for nothing, but you mentioned something that I think is really unique about the first Sunday being invented in Wisconsin. As a transplant, there's one thing I've learned about Wisconsinites. Wisconsinites are proud of their history.
Yes.
It's a great way to celebrate that, along with just enjoying some great ice cream.
Absolutely. Honoring our history and also supporting our local communities. What could be better?
Yeah. And Wisconsin's total frozen dairy production for 2021. That is impressive to me, too, as we're kind of wrapping up some of these stats that you brought us. So the 2021 products, it equals 139 scoops of ice cream per person for the year. That just really boggled my mind because I think I eat quite a bit. I did not realize that much. And then, like you, I think I might be hitting the average.
I think it's a stat where it's good to be above average.
Yeah, absolutely. We're speaking with Haley Heitzel, new 77th Alice in Dairyland. And Haley, again, thanks for joining us again. I appreciate the time. I'm a little curious, Haley, with your background and the kind of work that you did over the last couple of years to get to this position and get to this place, what are some of the things you're hoping to gain from this experience?
Every time I step out onto a farm, every time I'm doing something new as Alice, I am learning. I believe that I am firmly a lifelong learner, and I'm excited that throughout this process, I'm going to be able to share what I'm learning with a wider audience, you know, consumers who maybe aren't as attached to agriculture industry or the farm. A great way to follow along on my adventures throughout the following year is the Alice in Dairyland Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn pages. You simply look up Alice in Dairyland. I'll pop right up. I've got a little tiara on in my profile picture. Otherwise, you can check out the Alice in Dairyland website at aliceindairyland.com. And if you've got some fun agriculture-related events you'd like Alice in Dairyland to come to, you can also head to that website. There's a request form on there, and you can email datcapalice@wisconsin.gov. That's DATCP, alice@wisconsin.gov, and see if Alice can come attend any of your events. But really, I am looking forward to seeing every corner of the state. We are so diverse here in our $104.8 billion agriculture industry, from apples and cranberries, corn, green beans, Christmas trees, maple syrup, and of course, dairy products. There is just so much to learn about, and I'm really looking forward to that in the coming year.
It's always fun to have you in and to be able to focus on some of these things, too. I know that a lot of our audience learned a lot more about ginseng through Alice in Dairyland, too, and some other topics like that. So it's going to be a fun year hanging out with you and getting to be able to focus on some of these things and looking forward to it. And like you, I consider myself a lifetime learner. Knowledge is life, and it's so much fun to learn new things. I appreciate that of you, and I hope we encourage the audience to put themselves in situations to learn and experience new stuff, and especially when it comes to our dairy industry, because you guys got some fun stuff coming up next.
Absolutely. We have Wisconsin State Fair coming up very soon. It's August 1st through the 11th. I will be there all 11 days. I'm really looking forward to it. I am no stranger to spending 11 days at the State Fair, especially with working in the dairy lane, and also I got to open show last year, but I'm excited to kind of do a different role at the State Fair. And you know, if you see me, wave me down. I will happily take a picture and chat with you. I'm excited to see everyone and share more about not just our dairy industry, but our entire agriculture industry at the State Fair. Some great places to find me will be in the livestock barns talking to youth, the Wisconsin Products Pavilion. I'll be on the stage at 1 p.m. We'll be making a little sweet treat together, so come and see me for that. And then I will also be doing a cow milking demonstration and a goat milking demonstration during the day as well.
Oh, that is going to be fun. And we're going to have a booth down there, too, so we'll see you down there. It's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it. And when people have follow-up things or they do want to add an event, again, want to encourage you to go to AllisonDairyland.com or any of the social media outlets that Haley mentioned there, and be sure to follow along on them. If you haven't done so already, it's not only a great way to keep up to date on everything going on in our different communities and where Haley is, at, where she's roaming to at that particular time, because she's all over the place, but it's also a great way for you to promote these things. You can share them on your pages, and you just never know who might see something otherwise wouldn't. Yes. So encourage you to do that. And Haley, appreciate the time with you again. If people, I wanted to go back to the recipe again real quick. If people wanted to learn more about that blueberry no-churn mascarpone ice cream?
Mascarpone.
I want to get that right. where can they find that recipe? Where can they find more information like that?
Yes. So that would be at wisconsincheese.com. You can find more recipes like the mascarpone ice cream, or to see the true stories behind Wisconsin dairy products. It's a great way, it's a great place to visit. You can also find a map of all ice cream stores across Wisconsin. I know I've been using that as I've been traveling to new places that I don't know. And I love seeing different new ice cream parlors. So it's a great place to check it out.
Yeah, I'm definitely doing that. I'm going to have a checklist, actually. I want to hit all as many of them as I can. I'm with you with going to unique mom and pop places, too.
Absolutely.
Or the people that make their own ice cream. There's a lot of ways to not only celebrate summer, celebrate ice cream, but keep in mind while doing so, you are also buying local, supporting local, and helping our ag industry and our farmers out there that we appreciate so very much. And again, as always, look for that Wisconsin badge on these products so you can truly support this state.
Absolutely.
It was really fun meeting you, Haley. This is going to be a fun year. We're going to have fun together.
I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be great.
Again, find out more at AllisonDairyland.com, AllisonDairyland.com, and be sure to follow Allison Dairyland's journey on all those social media outlets that we mentioned before. Haley, we'll talk again real soon. Safe travels out there.
Thank you for having me on.
We will have more Midday Magazine coming up for you on tomorrow's episode at 4. We'll have on Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. We'll talk a little bit about their production coming up. And in part 2 at 4:30, we will talk with our Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. It's all coming up this week on Midday Magazine here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.